At 6:06, it is fair and 32 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're climbing to 66 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As heard live here on KWGS, the governor goes before a joint session of the state legislature to deliver her State of the State address. She laid out her spending blueprint for the $7 billion state budget. She told lawmakers she wants to see the state income tax rate trimmed.
I'm asking you to lower the top income tax rate, which kicks in at the first $8,700 of income made by every Oklahoman, to lower it from 5.25% to 5%.
At the same time, the governor is asking for more money to repair the state capitol, $8.5 million to pay for education employee benefits, and extra dollars for suicide prevention, prescription drug abuse prevention, and mental health programs. Well, the governor's tax cut proposal did not sit well with Claremore State Senator Sean Burrage. He is the Democratic leader in the state Senate.
The governor did a good job of delivering a speech that had a few bad ideas in it, not the least of which is the call for a reduction in our state income tax to 5.25 to 5%. I didn't hear any way that we were going to pay for that.
He says the proposal is not revenue neutral and will cost the state money in the long run. This at a time when the governor is seeking additional funds for new projects. Now, we will go in depth with Burrage coming up at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. Coweta police this morning are still investigating where a ninth grader got a gun to commit suicide at his school. Brad Gibson this morning has the story.
The ninth grader fatally shot himself shortly after classes began around 8:35 a.m. Sophomore Rachel McClanahan knew the victim.
He was kind of down. That's why I asked him, how was your morning? How are you doing? And then he said, fine. We talked for a little bit, and then I said, well, I hope you have a great day, and he just walked away.
Many of the young man's fellow students say he was bullied by others. Coweta Police Lieutenant Donnie Krumsick says that will be investigated.
Unfortunately, a life was lost, but it could have been a lot worse.
In Coweta, Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
A public safety group assembled after the shooting deaths last month of four women in a crime-plagued Tulsa neighborhood is set to meet again today at City Hall. The Public Safety Intelligence Working Group is to meet this morning. The group of community leaders, police, and politicians are discussing what can be done about the blighted area of South Tulsa, where crimes like the homicides at 61st and South Peoria have become commonplace in the past decade. Well, the newly renovated Boulder Avenue Bridge is now open to traffic in downtown Tulsa after being closed for more than a decade. Tulsa City Councilor Blake Ewing says this is a big step for downtown development.
As people came to the BOK Center and came downtown to have a good time, to not have consistent connectivity across these train tracks was an impediment to growth.
Now, traffic runs both directions across the bridge, connecting West First to West Archer downtown. An Oklahoma Indian tribe has walked away from the $125 million deal to buy the bankrupt Diamond Jack's casinos in Louisiana and Mississippi. Global Gaming Solutions, a unit of the Chickasaw Nation, wrote in court papers that Diamond Jack's operation had further gone downhill after the owner, Legends Gaming, filed for Chapter 11 protection. Our weather forecast, sunshine and pleasant today, a high of 66, clear, cool tonight, 36 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, sunshine and 67. Some dense fog to the south and east of Tulsa this morning. Right now, here in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 32 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.